Fred Film Radio. Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Natasha Sinjanović here at the 20th Sarajevo Film Festival. I'm talking to Joana Uricaru, a filmmaker who is here at the festival, specifically at the CineLink co-production market, with her latest project, Lemonade. And I know that Lemonade is by far the most sought-after project. You are now done with your meetings. You've had 39 meetings. Can you tell us a little bit about your film and also how it went? You must be exhausted and exhilarated at the same time.
Hello. Yes, I am exhilarated and exhausted at the same time. We had 39 meetings and we have three or four other meetings that we scheduled outside the official schedule because people really wanted to talk to us and they couldn't find a slot. So we're still going at full speed. After this interview, I'm going to see a few more people. My project name is Lemonade, and I got a lot of questions about that. Many people were very attracted to the title, and they wanted to know what it means. So I'm happy that I have a catchy title that will look really good on festival programming and on theater marquee. It's a story about a Romanian woman who moves to the United States. She marries an American, and once she got married, where usually an immigration story ends because you're in.
Right, that's the happily ever after, supposedly.
Exactly, but that's where her troubles start because she has some problems with the immigration officer who's supposed to approve her green card, and she finds out that things in her new country are not necessarily the way she imagined them. It's European take or a foreigner's take on the American dream and questioning a little bit if the things that you have to do in order to fit in your new country are worth the things that you lose by leaving. I myself am a potential immigrant. I have been living and working in the US for many years. I'm still not an American citizen or, you know, officially an American, but probably in the future, hopefully. But I know this situation firsthand, and it's somewhat autobiographical, at least from the emotional and psychological perspective, if not the actual things that happen in the story.
Like you said, you're based in the U.S., and your producer is Christian Munju, who, of course, most people know from his award-winning film that conquered the world, 4 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days. How did that collaboration come about? I mean, obviously, you are Romanian, but living in America, how did you become interested in one another and working together?
I'm afraid it's not as spectacular as it might be. We have known each other for a very long time. We went to film school together. We collaborated on a screenplay before I left for the US, which we sold and got made into a movie by somebody else.
Which film was that?
The script was called Outskirts, and it was directed by a Romanian director called Bogdana Petri. And he went to Colombia, Bogdan. He's also semi-American transplant. So after that, I left for the US. Christian stayed in Romania, and we collaborated afterwards on the Omnibus Tales from the Golden Age, which he produced and co-directed, and I directed one of the episodes. He also produced and wrote a short film I directed, Stopover, which was in the Sundance Film Festival in 2011. I was a script consultant on Beyond the Hills, his third feature, and now his company is behind my first feature. So it's a long story. It's a long history we have.
Oh, it's a film story. That's how it happens in cinema. And the company is Mobra Film. You are here looking for, presumably you need an American co-producer as well. What other countries are interested? Because there aren't that many Americans here. It's a regional market, and there are a lot of not just Eastern European companies, but there don't seem to be very many American ones.
We find that we are breaking some new ground here, making a film that is set in the US and it's about the US, but at the same time it's about Europe and about a European character and about how that European character relates to the US. Inevitably, it will have to be shot in a place that looks like the United States. It is a bit of an interesting mix to put together funds from Europe and funds from North America. It's not obvious, and that's what we like. It's a big challenge for us. The American system works completely differently from the European one. Sometimes we feel some hesitation from European decision makers at the thought that they would have to somehow mix with Americans and figure out how to work with them. But this film fits into a very specific niche of low budget, under $1 million, low budget independent film that has been developed at the Sundance Screenwriting and Directors Lab. So it's a very small project. It's not studio or anything like that. So we're looking for European co-producers who are interested in, you know, opening up the possibility for European crew, European actors to participate in an English language speaking project that will have exposure in the US. So sort of bridging from Europe to the US. And we found many interested companies that would really like to work with us. I think country like or companies from Germany, companies from Ireland, companies from France, of course, which is always you know, the obvious ally for a Romanian filmmaker, but also Sweden. Many companies from many different countries seemed interested. It's a challenge for them as well, and you know, there are a lot of brave people out there in the film world.
Well, I wish you all the luck in finding them. You come across as a very brave filmmaker, so but you need brave supporters and brave producers around you.
Thank you so much. Yes, we are counting on the bravery for now. Thank you.
And I'll be sure to visit you in Vermont.
I'll be waiting for you.
This is Natasha Sinjanovic. I've been speaking to Ioana Uricaru, who is here at the CineLink co-production market with her project Lemonade, which she has written and will direct and is produced by Christian Munju of Mober Film. And you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.